This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
These are the highest paid jobs in the United States. These are on average, I'm sure, but it lists the yearly salary for these jobs. So if you want to make some decent cash, here's what you got to do.
You got to go to college.
For most of these, yes.
The list that I saw.
Yeah. Surgeon is number one. So if you want to be a surgeon, your average salary is $409,000 a year. Anesthesiologist, your average salary is about $398,000 a year.
Again, lots of schooling.
Corporate lawyer, your average salary is $196,000. I know we all know people that make more or less of this kind of stuff, but these are average salaries for these particular jobs. Software engineering director. Engineering director, $211,000 a year. This is something we can't do, but just chief marketing officer. It's just so funny what we do for a living compared to all this. What is this? I wouldn't know how to do any of this stuff. Chief marketing officer, $199,000 a year.
Well, and you know what? Conversely, those people would suck at our job, too.
True.
Take a little credit.
Oh, yeah. I do. Data scientist. $174,000 a year.
Our job isn't on this list.
No.
Financial manager, $171,000 a year. IT manager, $161,000 a year. Airline pilot, $198,000. That's average, by the way. Judge, $154,000. Real estate developer, $150,000.
Is Judge the only one of these where you might not have to wear pants?
Petroleum engineer, $137,000. Pharmacist, the actual licensed one, not what you did, Nick, because you wouldn't have quit $132,000.
That paycheck was dick.
Yeah, you wouldn't have quit $132,000 a year to do radio, right?
No.
Actuary, that's an insurance thing, isn't it, Todd?
I believe they estimate risks.
Yes,
and
it is
associated with insurance companies. I've always read
Could you end up doing that, Nick? You have to go to school for that.
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't want to do that. I think it's more of like it's an accounting thing.
And right. $131,000 a year.
I've read that's one of the most boring and least stressful jobs.
Yeah, that's what.
Because you're just doing a lot of risk assessment, things like that.
Isn't that about Schmidt? Jack Nicholson?
Was he an actuary?
Yeah, he was an actuary on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Mutual, I believe.
You might be right.
All right. Marketing manager, $140,000. Oh, construction manager, $111,000. Marketing manager, $140,000. UX director. What is that? UX. Just the letters UX.
UX?
Yeah.
The director of UX.
Yeah, $160,000. Investment banker, $175,000. And then
UX is user experience.
What the hell does that mean?
Oh, so you're
content
one of those.
Content design.
Content.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chief executive manager. $215,000 a year.
There's another name for the UX thing. It's what my son does.
Yeah.
You know, he works for the app chess.com.
Oh.
And his job is to play the app every day and try to break it.
That's a great job.
Ryan or Zane?
Zane.
A lot of people play that app every day.
What's 160? He's not making that kind of cash, is he?
No, but, you know,
he's in pesos, too, by the way.
He's kind of moving up.
He's getting paid in pesos. So, Puss, what is $160,000 in pesos?
Isn't it about 10 to 1?
It's an American company.
10 billion pesos.
They pay him in American money.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know how that
transfers. How's it transfer,
Well, and the bank takes care of that.
$160,000 is 2.8 million pesos.
Wow, he's making 2.8 million pesos a year. Man.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And by the way, you are absolutely right. Jack Nicholson's job in About Schmidt was an insurance actuary.
Yep.
Why did that stick in your giant head?
Because he had a boring job, and he retires from it, and he becomes just a bored guy. And that's the whole premise of the movie.
I love the movie, but I didn't remember that was his job.
Yeah.
Quality assurance.
Well, it was in Omaha.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the name of Zane's position. He's in the quality assurance department.
QA?
For that job at the chess app, does he have to actually know how to play chess?
Yeah, because
that's where it would break down for
right.
me.
Yeah.
How did he get that job?
He was, like a programmer. He's been in IT for quite a while, so he worked his way in.
That's what Ryan's doing, too, right? He's an IT guy yourself.
Well, he's IT, but yeah. he works for a nonprofit.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood.
He's giving out abortions, right?
Right. He goes door to door.
Door-to-door abortion guy, right?
Yeah. And sometimes he,
you get an abortion. You get right. an abortion.
He'll just cold call people, too.
Would you like an abortion?
On their door, did you need an abortion today?
Good for him.
And he's got the kit right there. You know,
the kit?
So somebody happens to need one.
Does he get his quota?
Yeah.
I don't know that he has a quota.
5 to 6 a week, I believe.
Yeah.
If you walk into the abortion clinic and Ryan's standing there as your doctor, just have the kid and figure it out.
That's
later.
Why he does door to door, man.
That's just, you don't want
quiet
that.
Quiet stuff, man. It's abortions in quiet.
That's not a face that says, I know what I'm doing.
He knocks in the door, man. Just walks in. All right. So, yeah, if you want to get a job, make some decent cash, kids, and you're all heading to school today, do one of those gigs. Yeah.
Which one of those gigs?
What?
Does not require any schooling.
You mean college? College? Like, I don't know. I think nowadays they're hiring airline pilots for major airlines. I think a lot of those do have college degrees before they go into it. But I don't think you need a college degree, so you can check on that.
Yeah,
I'm curious, a lot of pilots former Air Force.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just move into the commercial.
That might be a
sector.
Job you might not need one, but we'll take some.
I'll tell you what, for the slight drop off between surgeon and anesthesiologist, I think I'd go with anesthesiologist. It seems
well,
like
these are average. True, I mean, I'm sure other surgeons probably make a lot more than
have
that.
Have to pay a ton for malpractice.
I get it, but I think I mean, I understand the anesthesiologist. I mean, they really do have your life in their hands.
Yeah, so is a surgeon.
Surgeon,
but
too.
It seems like the anesthesiologist would be a little less stressful. Like you're not supposed to. You're not deciding where to cut and where not to cut.
Yeah, I don't know. Good
you
point.
Know. Yeah. Well, and it was only like, what, a $10,000 drop-off from surgeon to anesthesiologist?
To 398.
And the anesthesiologist is never going to cut off the wrong leg.
Exactly. I mean, they might forget to wake you up.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that.
Or dial it up just a little too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A hungover anesthesiologist would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been that because it's like any job. You show up, you know.
Yeah, I mean, chances are some of us, somebody's had a hungover anesthesiologist.
Or they might this morning.
Do they have a bottle to throttle rule with anesthesiologists?
I don't know.
And
I
surgeons,
would assume.
Or is that self-imposed?
That's what I'm
self-imposed. Yeah. Yeah. If anything happens, you probably want to be blowing zero.
I mean, the airlines actually have a policy, don't they?
Bottle of throttle is 8 hours, I believe. I thought it should be longer, but it's not. Because we could tie one on 8 hours later and feel pretty bad.
So from your last drink to the time you got to grab the yoke, 8 hours?
Good point. Is it before that? Is when you sit down and just check everything and walk around the plane? Or is it when liftoff has to be 8 hours?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm unsure.
That's a noise I make, by the way.
Yeah,
it is a noise you make.
The professional standard for...
we have a bottle of throttle roll here. It's got to be... You have to do it.
The General Medical Council and other professional guidelines do say that you shouldn't be under the influence of alcohol, fatigue, or drugs at all when you're a surgeon. 0.0.
Yeah, you better blow a zero.
That seems like a good rule.
Yes. Yeah. They do say that studies have shown that...
Stone surgeons, too.
Studies have shown that...
Stone surgeons, man.
Surgical skills do deteriorate significantly anything above .08.
Well, you don't want a shaky hand surgeon.
No, not at all.
A lot of times, well, maybe a drink calms him down. You get through it. A lot of times when we do these lists, we're talking to people who have these jobs here, and they'll go, BS, I don't make that much money, or BS, I make more than that. So,
yeah, it's averages.
It's just average. I just want to know if you go into your boss today and just show him this list. You know,
he'll say, you're not a surgeon. Get out of here.
Well, the other ones are all making in the mid-100s. Most of these people.
Yeah. Like Tom Segura was interviewed somewhere once. He was doing a show in some obscure town or whatever. And they were like, why are you here? And he's like, for a surgeon's salary.
Right. That's what he said.
Like, yeah.
What a great line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Exactly. I don't know if this guy has got some good information or if he is one. But he lists window-licking truck driver, owner-operator, $250,000 a year.
Owner-operator, probably, yeah.
You're probably on the road.
Got a lot of bills, though.
All the time, though. Do you ever see home?
Long-haul trucker making over $200,000 a year, he's probably on the road a lot.
Just in the rearview mirror, if you listen to the songs.
Right, unless he's just running local. But I don't know if you make that kind of money just running local.
No, I do truck
cars. Yeah, long-haul, that, that would... Man.
Yeah, it's long. That's long-haul. Yeah. Good for him. Probably got a sore ass, though, too.
If you're a long-haul truck driver, do you make, like, one trip a week? Like, you know... 2 days out, 2 days back.
Yeah, we knew a guy.
I don't know how that works.
We knew a guy. Well, one of our listeners back in the day, they get in their car and they get in their truck at Omaha, and like once a week they drive the whole way to the coast.
Yeah,
the east. Well. I think he's because he came right past my hometown a lot. He'd text me. He would just say, "Hey, I'm here," and he would drive. That was what his gig was. He'd drive 1,000 miles one way, turn around, 1,000 miles back.
And like I say, is that your entire work week? That one trip?
I don't know. Yeah. I'll believe you. That's one thing we do have listening to is just truck drivers, so they can let us know.
Right. Get to where you're at, what you're hauling, ready to go.
Yeah.
I wonder what those guys like to do for vacation. So you wouldn't want to drive anywhere.
Probably no. Not.
Do you want to go anywhere?
Or are you so used to driving?
Your family might want to go somewhere, but you're right. You want to hop on a plane
like,
for
let's
sure.
Fly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you like
Well, they're
to
probably
drive.
Used to it.
Right. They have a high tolerance for it.
Yeah, see, since my wife started driving more for her job, like jumping in the car for a 3-4 hour road trip is nothing for her anymore.
Right,
now, I mean, she has no problem with it.
Well, she has peace. You're not there with her, too. So
even when we drive somewhere together, if we're going as a family or whatever, it's only 3 hours. We can do that. And like, really?
I've gone the opposite direction after all these drives. We're like, you can do it, and you get more like immune to it or used to it, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to anymore, by the way. One more gig left on the schedule, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Does your dad want you to quit?
Well, I think across the board, everybody kind of does a little bit. But,
we'll ask him when he gets here.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.